And on Quicksland this morning, it is our annual program featuring the Old Farmer's Almanac for 2020. It is out. Founded in 1792, it is a tradition. Joining me on the program live, Ben Kilbride, editorial assistant. Ben, thanks for coming on the program. Where do you work out of? Are there actually Old Farmer's Almanac offices located somewhere?
Yeah. So we're in Dublin, New Hampshire, in the southwestern corner.
All right. How's your winter going to be?
It's going to be pretty cold, pretty snowy. No matter what.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's about par for your course. So yep. I get my promotional copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac, and I look like this headline here looks like the war has started. It says, "Out cold, get ready for winter's wallop." All right, Ben, give us the bad news.
All right, so in your area, it actually is going to be colder this winter, on average, a little bit. So, you know, don't expect, like, to be completely frozen over, but it will be a little bit colder than normal, and you will be looking at a little more snow than normal as well. You're going to be looking for that around the middle of December, so it might be a white Christmas. And then into January and then the middle of February are all the snowiest periods.
Okay. Yeah, our region on this map, it says snowy, icy, icky.
Yeah. Yep. Take that to heart.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I like those terms. I guess so we can take a solace a bit, because as I look to our northern states, it says a parade of snowstorms.
Yeah, they're going to get it really bad this winter.
So the Dakotas, Minnesota, Montana, much snow coming their way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says 7 major snowstorms are predicted.
Yep. No, it's going to be a pretty heavy winter overall, but you guys should get a little bit less than that.
So. Maybe not quite the wallop. Yeah. All right. And then what about next summer then? After we come out of winter, what can we expect?
So next summer is going to be a little bit warmer, but not overly so. And then it's going to be rainier than normal. And then you're going to be looking, you know, if you want to plan around when it's really hot, that's going to be in the middle of June and then into the middle of July.
You know, the big topic these days is Hurricane Dorian. We're into tropical storm season. Is that something the Almanac tries to get into? Tropical storms, or is that not?
Yeah, we usually do put in tropical storms, yeah. But they're usually pretty general because they're very, very erratic, you know, coming in all over the place at different times. But I think, yeah.
There you go. Ben, when do you start putting together the Old Farmer's Almanac for the new year?
So we start putting the new Old Farmer's Almanac together pretty much right after we finish the current one. So the current one we finished in this past June, and right away we started working on it. So you guys are seeing the newest one, and we've been working on next year's already.
There you go. Already starting up. And it is on newsstands now and also online. And why don't we just go ahead and slip in that information, Ben, if folks want to copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac electronic version. How can they keep up?
So you can get print or electronic versions by going to almanac.com/where-to-buy. And you can type in your zip code to find local stores, or there are a few links to different digital versions, or even just a simple one to Amazon to make it really easy.
Over 3 million copies are sold each year. It is a tradition. Okay, well, let's just pick apart some categories and kind of give our listeners just a sneak peek of what they can expect besides all the traditional stuff they look for, the almanac, the moon signs, weather information, those type things. What about trends? What's the almanac saying for 2020?
So in trends, you know, every year I kind of think, I look at all these and I wonder, are these the real trends, or are we making the trends by actually putting them here? You know, people read them, we're like, oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe I should do that. Yeah, exactly. So a couple of things that are going to be, you should be looking forward to this year is something called Trashercise, which is basically it's just picking up trash while exercising or jogging. I know in Sweden they call it plogging. I'm not sure why we need those strange words to get us to do it, but definitely look out for trash while you're exercising. And then another one is pet electronics are pretty big right now. You know, regulating food and diet and their exercise, and also like getting webcams that are just for pets for people who have to go to work and they want to check on their pet to make sure they're okay. So it's kind of like you can watch them live.
Okay. Is there also high-tech healthcare for pets, huh?
Yep, absolutely.
Fitness trackers for pets.
Mm-hmm. And then some other good stuff that we have in here. One of my favorite sections is about farmers. It's a special report that we've been doing for the last couple of years, and we've interviewed six or seven different farmers from around the country and Canada to kind of, see how they started their farms and what they're growing, and really just kind of get to know the people who are growing our food, which is kind of really important these days to know where the food's coming from.
Okay. Ben Kilbride with me from the Old Farmer's Almanac, as we're giving you just a sneak preview. There's a section on donkeys.
Yeah, absolutely. Donkeys are always
what should we know about donkeys?
What you should know about donkeys is they're a lot more intelligent than a lot of people might know. And they're very, very gentle and kind of sweet creatures that, can make pretty big emotional bonds both with humans and other donkeys. So if you're going to get a donkey, you should know they're very intelligent, and you need two of them because they're going to get lonely if you only get one.
Oh, really? Okay. There you go. And it says the length to the world's most expensive cheese. What is that all about?
I'm not sure where you're seeing that. I'm sorry. There's so much in here. You turned a different page all over the place.
There you go.
Something new.
Noise. Why is that bad for our health?
So noise has been linked to excessive noise, I should say, has been linked to a number of heart conditions and mental illnesses. And that's just something over, the last 100 years or so, more technology gets used. We have engines and cars and cities are a big part of that, where a lot of noise comes from. And it's just been linked to these health conditions. So the more noise there is in a certain area, the more likely these conditions will crop up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Looks like a section on homemade pain relievers. Now, this may be something of interest to our listening audience. What can you tell us there?
So, yeah, I think that's a really good one, because a lot of the times you're looking for just like a little bit of relief from, some sore shoulders or, a stiff neck or something. And, you don't want to go out and get some kind of tube of mystery cream or something. So you can do something more traditional and, pick a few herbs from your garden. Get a couple of different oils and kind of mix it up yourself. And I think that's kind of a really big part of what the Almanac is that kind of traditional medicinal recipes and, living off the land. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have that.
All right. Ben, you got a section on tomatoes, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And the tomatoes that we're talking about here are dwarf tomatoes. So it actually... The plants are smaller, about a third the size of normal tomato plants, but the fruit that they grow are about normal. So if you want to grow something that's in a pot on a deck, you don't have your own land, then this article is a great way for you to start doing that.
All right. Now this one interests me. Hopefully I don't stump you on this one. Learn how your toes are giving you away.
Oh, man.
Somebody else write that one? All right, you got to get the Almanac to find out on that one. And then dog training?
Dog training is a good one. Yeah. That's important because dogs actually kind of train us more than we train them, and you have to learn the right cues to make sure that they're not trying to teach you the wrong habits.
Got it. All right. Ben, what else? Anything else you want to highlight about the Almanac for 2020?
I think I should just say that if you're looking for something that can tell you weather from all over, throughout the whole year, and you don't want to be on your phone all the time looking up reference material and different information. You know, if you're looking at stars and you want to know what's good out tonight, just get the almanac, and you don't have to rely on that technology as much anymore. And I think that's important to do for these days, to get back to reading books and you know, not being on our phone so much. So, yeah.
You got it. Also, there's something for the kids, right? You have an almanac for kids. Is that out?
Absolutely, yeah. That just came out this past summer. We put it out every 2 years, but it's an almanac just for kids and adults. We also want to say that, you know, kids of all ages can read this, and it's a great package of different fun articles about things like digging away a hole through the earth to China, different weather mysteries, and a lot of really fun stuff like learn everything you want to know about chickens. And it's just a lot of fun. There's some good activities and recipes, and it's just a great little book.
Yeah, recipes are also a section of the classical farm and almanac too. Generally, you have a theme, don't you? And there's a recipe contest, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, every year we have a recipe contest, and if you want to be a part of it this year, then just submit a recipe using the rules that are in the almanac by, I think, January 2020, and you'll be submitted into the contest where we'll cook one of the recipes. Each of the editors will cook one of them, and we'll taste test them all to see which one's the best. And yeah. This past year, it was pasta was the ingredient. So the winning one was really quite delicious, and it was stuffed pasta shells.
Oh, you got to taste it, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, it was really good. I took
one
seconds.
Of the benefits of the job.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a section on coconut in this year's
Yeah, yep, there is. Coconut's definitely in a lot more things these days. I'm sure you've noticed, you know, you can find it everywhere.
Yeah.
And coconut is really great for you in a number of different ways, but what's pretty cool is you can use the whole coconut. You know, there's coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut cream, and it's usually good for people because they're not people who have different allergies or, you know, health conditions. Coconut usually doesn't affect people. So if you can't have soy, if you can't have corn, if you can't have gluten, then you can usually find some kind of coconut substitute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can check that out. And there's a few coconut recipes in the book as well. All right. Ben, again, how folks can check out all things Old Farmer's Almanac?
Just go to almanac.com.
That simple. And you can find it on the newsstands. You can find electronic version as well. They've got calendars. They've got the kids' version. Lots of ways to keep up to date. Ben, thanks for coming on and giving us the news about winter and what we can expect in the 2020 Old Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ben Kilbride, my guest here on Quicks Land this morning, editorial assistant with the Old Farmer's Almanac.